free, Brother Jeff.
Holy Ghost is in this place this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. He's here, isn't he? Hallelujah.
I dare you just to shout, Jesse. I dare you. I dare you just to give him a praise just for a second. We'll go up. Don't let him shout by himself.
Think that was silly. You know, it's scriptural to praise God with drums, with musical instruments. It's scriptural to praise God by clapping your hands. But sometimes that's just not enough. Sometimes playing the drums with all you got is just not enough. Amen. Sometimes you gotta give it a little bit more. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just gotta look stupid for Jesus. Just let yourself go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. All right, let's attempt to take this offering now.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. You're not be defeated. You're not going down. Well, God is about to turn something around.
Hallelujah. Ready for God to turn your life around, your situation around? You need God to? If you're like me, you need God to turn some things around. He's about to. Tell you what, if you're not like me, if you're one of those blessed people that has everything together, He's still going to turn it around. When we look at the world, we look at the body of Christ and the shape that it's in, we see the church on the decrease. We see these little churches starting up everywhere, but we don't know that more churches close every year than are open. So those of you that have it all together, we all need God to turn some things around. Amen? Hallelujah. But this is offering time, so...
I'll talk a bit while you get ready. I want to show them that. Brother Canola's thing. Can you cue it up for me?
Sure. Ready for God to turn some things around financially, raise your hand.
Oh, how many of you are serious about that?
That doesn't mean things are bad. But if you're like me, once again, you've got a dream in your heart, a paycheck just isn't enough. A normal salary just is not going to cut it. When God starts showing you things that make you want to go, oh my gosh, Lord, how are you going to do this? I don't care what you make a year, it's not enough. We need God to do some, change some things, to turn some things around, amen? Financially. And you know what? He's going to do it. He's going to do it. So if you would like to give by cash this morning and you would like an offering envelope, I've got some for you. Sister John. Anybody else? Sister Bell. Thank you. Can you take one more back?
Already
I don't
got
think
it.
I can go back that way. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise God with that offering.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, I've talked recently about God leading you how you should give. We've talked about each man should give as he has purposed in his heart, but we've taught that that doesn't mean your head. That means your heart, that's your spirit, that God has communicated with you and you have purposed in your heart what to give. What you give shouldn't be affected by what I say. Although if I'm saying something and the Holy Spirit's moving and He tells you in your heart something, then what you purpose in your heart is what you should do. And if you're like me and you've seen things that God wants to do that are just big, and you know that it's going to take a lot, you're not afraid to step out in the area of giving. Amen? Amen? You're not afraid to hear God and do something maybe you haven't done before. I want to encourage you. Listen to the Holy Ghost. This is a season of faith. I'll tell you this, whether you have the gift, and we call it a gift of giving, everybody should give, but there is a supernatural ministry of giving. Some people have it, where they just get unbelievable direction and ability and power from the Holy Ghost to just give and give and give. Not everybody flows in that, but I will tell you that if you're listening to God, there's going to be some times in this season where He's going to have you do something if you open yourself up that might be a little bit different. And I would say that goes for everybody, including me. Amen. God wants to stretch you because He wants to expand you. If He can stretch you, He can get more to you. Amen. If you're tight, then you don't have much room to grow. Amen. So God wants to expand us. So be open. Amen. But I hope that you've purposed in your heart. I hope that God's led you. And if you have, I want you to just bless Him with your offering and just raise it up to Him and pray over it and just thank God for it. Lord, we thank You for Your blessing. We thank You, Father, for giving us more than enough, Father. It's our desire to please You, to bless Your heart. We desire to give an offering that's acceptable to You. We thank You, Father. It's a joy this morning. We open ourselves up, Lord, and we say, stretch us in every way. Ha-ha. Thank You, Father. Enlarge us, Father. Hallelujah. Increase our capacity to give and to be blessed. Thank You, Father. Lead us and guide us through Your word. we will obey you, Father. We need you now more than ever before, Father. We depend on you, God. We love you, Father. We honor you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, you can bring your offerings up now.
Give three people some love. If you're willing to stretch out and walk beyond your comfort zone to love somebody, God will reach for you. Somebody say hallelujah. I dare you to walk beyond your comfort zone to offer love. Somebody say hallelujah. Get out of your comfort zone and offer love and watch what God does. Hallelujah. God bless you. That shouldn't have been hard, was it? Am I in your comfort zone? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I said get up and get out of your comfort zone and love somebody. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you watch him.
No man. What was it? Somebody said the same thing? What did he say? Was it Joel? Who? What did he say? Well, praise God. We'll take a risk and step out beyond your comfort zone. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get out beyond your comfort zone real quick. I dare you to get up and get out of your comfort zone and love somebody and watch what happens. Oh, bless the Lord. Isn't he a good God? Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Say God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I dare you just to pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Give God some Holy Ghost prayer. Is she passing out X-Lax or chocolate? Or? She said mints. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to Jesus. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? A wonderful Savior is our Lord. Isn't he absolutely awesome? Jesse's going to help me here. Glory to God. Just bring that on back just a bit. Thank you, Jesus. I'll take this one. You can use that one. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. Just give me a towel. No, we'll get it after church. It'll be all right. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a God. He's a mighty good God. And Brother Jesse, if you can get this thing reopened for me, just I'll be happy. I inherited a new notebook. Who gave it to me? How many are ready to get started?
Amen.
How many are ready to, oh, come on. Now, we're going to do, I want y'all to do me a favor. Come on up and move on over. Y'all got me a big blank spot over here, and we don't want that. If you could just slide on down, that will help me. Amen. Come on. Kathy and Dean, amen.
Melanie, you want to come up into the fellowship? She's right back there just fine. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all are comfortable. Amen. Isn't that nice? Sinner, say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, look at Mel coming up to sit with Sister Kathy. Glory to God. Here's a pretty seat right here. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all like helping us, right?
Amen.
Y'all want to be a help, don't you?
Yes.
Glory to God. If it doesn't come, I'm okay. Praise the Lord. How many of y'all believe in God for that?
Amen.
I'm believing God for a new laptop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I saw the one I want. Amen. It's bad. It's bad. I'm telling you, it is bad. God is a good God. All right. Look at somebody and say, how?
How
do you get started?
How do you get started?
How many of you know God wants to do some stuff for you? How many got some projects out there? Some faith promises out there? And it just seems it hasn't started rolling yet. How many of you want to activate the Word of God in your life?
Amen.
Or the seed? You're ready to get some things activated.
Yes.
How many believe that you can have a supernatural life, first
yes.
of all? There is a supernatural life that you can have. It's a life of peace. Amen. It's a life of joy.
Amen.
It's a life of prosperity. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
And you can get started in this life that God has for you. And Brother Jesse, I'm not even going to use it. I'll be just fine. Amen. If you would open your Bibles with me. Amen. Open your Bibles to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And in the Gospel of John, before we even read it, let's say it again. Say, how?
How?
Do we get it started?
Do we get it started?
And in the Gospel of John, everything starts here. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord.
There is a supernatural life for you. There are some things that God promised you. There are some promises He made. We've been talking about the callings of God. I tell you what God has called you to is a lot better, amen, than what most people usually settle with or settle for. Amen. God doesn't want you to settle for anything, amen. He wants you to stand in what He's called you to walk in. God's got a better life for you, amen. It's a life of abundance. And you can have that life. But we got to learn how to grab a hold of that life and grab a hold of that promise. The first thing with grabbing hold of God's possibilities, amen, is you have to realize that in the beginning was the Word. Whatever God does with you, He's going to start it with the Word. Say the Word. In the beginning, God said, and there was. He created everything. Everything starts with what God said. Before you thought about it, before you can think it up, amen, it starts with God has already planned it out. He's already thought it out. It's already perfect.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Say, the perfect place for me
is
already thought out.
It's already thought out.
Say, God's got a plan for my life. Say it real loud for me.
God has a plan for my life.
It's a good plan.
It's a good plan.
He's worked it all out. Say, praise the,
praise the Lord.
In the beginning was the Word. That means that God started it.
Yes.
He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes,
that means the next house you're to have, God's already got it planned.
Amen.
That means the next car you're going to drive, guess what? God's already got it planned.
Amen.
The next fork full of food you're going to eat, guess what? God's already got it planned.
Amen.
So say, order my steps, Lord.
Order my steps.
In your word. That means we want to walk out in God's plan. We want to walk out God's plan in our life. And we know that God's got things planned out, and all we got to do is get in agreement with it. We can live in peace, can't we?
Amen.
So the first step is honoring the word, realizing that all life begins with the word.
Amen.
All life begins with what God has spoken.
Yes, Lord.
How do you get God with you? How do you get God with you? He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. See, the word's with God. And the word was God. How many want to see God activated in your life?
Amen.
You got to get to a point to where you settle down your head.
Amen.
Settle down all of your actions. Amen. You going to help me? Amen. Settle down all your actions.
Amen.
Settle down your head.
Amen.
And get in sync with the word of God.
Amen.
So that's my security plan. See, when you develop faith, you're going to develop faith in what you believe God wants to do with your life.
Amen.
Amen. Say, in the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
All right, so the Word or inspiration is the primary thing that one needs to get. Amen? Some say the Word is inspiration.
The Word is inspiration.
And all things start with that God inspiration. How many of you want to start to pick up the pace of life? You know, you find yourself almost 40 years old. Some of you didn't kick that a long time ago. Amen. I'm not looking at anybody. Amen. And you wonder, boy, I'm way back from what God promised me. I don't have a lot of things that I thought I would have. Things aren't happening. How many want to be on track with God? You want to see the things show up on time? Amen.
Amen.
And be there? Well, if you would realize, amen, is that if you get a bicycle, say, you know, you ever rode a bicycle and you notice there's a chain on that bicycle and there's some gears on that bicycle? Amen. Well, that chain and that gear is the Word. That's really what you need to think about. Amen. Your life is only going to graduate or be promoted or be excelled. Amen. Or succeed to the degree of the Word of God that you have revelation of. What I've noticed is that I can do a bunch of stuff, like I can run around and get into this and get into that, but if I don't get into the Word, and necessarily I'm not just saying into the written Word, of course we want to have a devotional life. That goes on how we get a Word, right? We're going to figure out how do we get a Word. But time outside of the Word is nothing but wasted time. Now, I think somebody either in the next building over, we're going to take a pause for just a second. Somebody's going to help me. It's either the kids' room or the next building over. They need to cut that music off. So I'm going to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So that's the beginning. So you have to, somebody say, spend some time listening. There are a lot of people who want to get a better life, so the first thing they do is they go to school. They think, if I get a degree, that's really going to fix my life. That's really going to get me somewhere. Amen. You figure out those people that get some type of education, they usually have some sort of sign of a better life than other people. But do you want to exceed that person?
Amen.
Go to school with Jesus.
Amen.
Get familiar with the plan of God on your life. Amen. And you know what? In the latter end, you'll be way down the road. Amen.
Amen.
So, first of all, you got to get a word. Now, the Bible says faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Comes by hearing.
That's
right. Say hear.
Hear.
And hearing comes by the word.
Amen.
So you need to get, you're not going to be able to do everything that you're going to do, everything you're going to grab a hold from God. You're going to grab a hold of it by faith. And that faith is not going to be activated. That faith is not going to be motivated. Nothing's going to happen with that faith. That faith is not going to come alive until you get in contact with the Word of God on your life.
Amen.
On a daily basis, faith won't work throughout the day. Faith won't work throughout the day. A lot of people want to live by faith that day. You know, I'm going to get every... How many of you just seen the blessing of God manifest in a day? I mean, you pick up, you know, you go to work in your office or do whatever you do, and you just get more contacts, more leads, and you're just more successful. And you say, I'm believing God that I'll get a good parking spot. I'm believing God to get a sale or something. Amen? Well, that's faith activated. Faith will never be activated unless you're in touch with or in contact with the Word. Faith, amen, is empowered by revelation of the Word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And God, when we talk about we want to live by faith and we want to walk by faith and not by sight, it's basically you want to be motivated and energized by your revelation of the promises of God on your life and not necessarily by circumstances and situations. Amen. How many believe there is a God? Amen. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is trying to work you into a better situation. Amen. That he's trying to improve things for you and he has the ability to do it. Only God can work out your stuff. So I'm going to say, praise the Lord. I don't need to say that. You should praise him anyhow.
Amen.
So listen, faith. Now listen, some say faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word. Well, you know what? Somebody say faith. Well, faith gets motivated like that. That's when God starts to be activated in your daily steps. God starts to be activated on a daily basis. Amen. Somebody say a pep, a coach. You ever seen people that go boxing and they do certain things and they got a coach there?
Amen.
They get up there and they're talking to them the whole time.
Amen.
Like cheerleaders.
Yep.
If you ever seen the movie Shaft, he's got the band in the background. Whenever he goes someplace, you hear the band in the background. Da-da-dum, 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 dum. Somebody say encouragement.
Encouragement.
Well, faith will encourage you if you let it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Now, faith is supernatural activity. It's supernatural activity that brings about manifestation.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what I'm saying is faith comes by hearing. If you get into the... So faith comes by hearing. Everybody say faith, hearing, and the word. Say it again. Faith, hearing, and the word. Now, listen. Faith is going to come by you hearing God encourage you on a daily basis.
Amen.
Something might be going wrong and all of a sudden you're just so built up. You're just so strong. Amen. Tragedy may come or different situations may come. But on the inside of your heart, you hear it's like, don't you worry about it. Everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
You go stretching out. Some, you know, the world might tell you, you'll never get that. That will never work out. And something says, there's still hope. You're going to get it.
Amen.
So say, that's the word. When everybody else might seem to just get discouraged and worn out, yet you still have the ability to go on. They don't understand. You're hearing voices.
Amen.
You're hearing a voice on the inside encouraging you. Somebody say, hearing by the word.
Hearing by the word.
So faith is going to come when you develop the voice of God on the inside of you that's constantly speaking to you.
Amen.
Say, faith comes by hearing.
Faith comes by hearing.
You're going to keep on walking. You're going to keep on marching because you're hearing God. Keep on stepping. Keep on marching. Amen. I'm on my way. I'm going to bless you. It's going to work out. I'm on your side. You're going to be the head. Amen. You're not going to be the tail. Somebody say, that's hearing. What are you hearing?
Amen.
A lot of you don't have the faith that God wants you to have. You give up so soon, you never get what God wants you to get because you're not hearing anything.
Amen.
A lot of times you're not hearing anything but, you know, the lack of faith partner that you have. Or your neighbors that have no faith. Or the stock market, or the television, amen, or circumstances. That's all you hear. But God wants you to get so developed, amen, to where you hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speaking to you.
Hallelujah.
And you can develop yourself to where your head's not so crowded with junk,
amen,
and defeat,
amen,
and depression and discouragement, amen.
Amen.
But it's got something on the inside. It's got the word motivated on the inside. So that's all you hear. So say, speaking to yourself,
speaking to yourself,
in psalms,
hymns,
and spiritual songs.
Spiritual.
Well, you know what happens when you get that song on the inside? It might be a song, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
It's going to be all right. Something good going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. Well, that's the word of the Lord. So say hallelujah. Well, if you get that on the inside of your heart, just keep it on the inside of your heart. Keep that revelation there. Amen. And that's what you're hearing on the inside all the time. I don't care what's going on. Something good's going to happen to me. I expect it. Amen.
Amen.
If you're hearing that on the inside, faith is going to arise.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God for faith.
Thank God for faith.
It's more powerful than you realize.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
It's just not, you know, it's more powerful than you realize. It is supernatural. It involves God.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It involves God. Somebody say, I'm going to increase my faith this year. You think you got faith? Amen. It's going to be really increased. You're going to get an upgrade of faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
And things are going to start to happen for you. You're going to start to pray for things and believe for things and see the manifestation come. Amen. Because you're going to get that coach. Some say, I can afford it.
I can afford it.
That means he assigns a voice to you.
Amen.
When you're feeling down in the dumps. Amen. That voice. Come on, say, here comes the hearing.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will be our comforter. He will be our guide. He will also remind us of stuff. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
So say, hearing.
Hearing.
Faith comes when you can hear.
Amen.
I wouldn't leave the house sometime unless I'm hearing. Somebody say, glory to God. Because if you're not hearing God and you're not walking in faith, you're not going to accomplish anything.
Amen.
I mean, you can sit on your butt for a month. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm talking about. I figured I could work my, well, not sit, I call it sitting on my butt, but I can get so active in stuff outside of faith. I can busy myself. I also learned if you ever work overtime, it's unbelief. Somebody say, glory to God. Overtime is unbelief. I don't care what you say. You don't need to do it ever. Somebody say, glory to God. Because you can work yourself, hustle this and hustle that. Hustling a bunch of stuff is not going to bring results. Amen. Working the word of God is going to bring results for you.
Amen.
If you can just sit back for the voice. Somebody say, glory to God. I know what I'm talking about. Just sit back because that's what God is going to jump on.
Amen.
That'd be like you can get on a plane and fly one of these old sorry planes over to Europe if you want to. Fly all night long and then you finally get there. You can get on the Concorde.
Amen.
So say Concorde.
Concorde.
That's faith.
See,
when you wait for the word, you hop on the word. Amen. And I'm just talking about what you wish. I'm talking about what you know God has said. When you get on the word, you're going to start going. You're going to go to the next level faster. You're going to get to where God wants you to go quickly. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
Because you're not walking by sight. You're walking by faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
And your faith is absolutely activated.
Yes.
So faith comes by what?
Hearing.
So if you haven't heard anything, amen, faith didn't come.
Amen.
I don't know what you're doing, but faith didn't come. If you're not hearing, amen, faith didn't come.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, someone say, I can't hear it. I don't have that going on the inside of me. What's wrong? I'm not walking in faith. Well, you're not walking in faith, amen. You're not motivated to get started.
Amen.
See, I'm talking about getting started in what God has for you. We're getting rid of procrastination. Amen?
Hallelujah.
How many are tired of procrastinating about what God has for you?
Amen.
Well, we're going to motivate that, get you started in what God has for you by teaching you that it's going to be done by faith.
Amen.
And that faith is a little bit more than what you think it is. Amen?
Amen.
How many are glad you just heard that little bit about hearing?
Amen.
Did I make it real clear? Okay, so you start to hear, and then all of a sudden you get motivated. Amen. But listen, if that hearing is not there, it says, and hearing comes by the word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people think now the word would come by hearing. A lot of people think that, don't they? No. Hearing comes by the word. The word first, then the hearing. After the hearing, the faith. After the faith, manifestation. Okay, so how can I get that hearing? How many want to get your hearing improved?
Amen.
Well, you must saturate yourself in the word.
Amen.
Just a little half hour a day. You know, if you don't got no time, put it. How many of you go to the bathroom every day? If not, I'm going to pray that God loose some things for you. Amen. Amen. You might have to get yourself set. Listen. So say, you got to start to call. You. God wants to improve your life. It works for you. I don't care about taking up your time if I'm going to save your life.
Amen.
Amen. These little things that you can do to get the word to start to work for you. Amen. If you do what I tell you to do, I tell you what, you're going to be walking in supernatural faith in a matter of months. You hear what
Hallelujah.
I'm saying? The promise of God will be starting for you. All those things that, well, God said ain't nothing started yet. I guarantee you'll find some things activated.
Amen.
You're going to activate your promises. All right. Well, one of the things you can do is get a bunch of Bibles. You know those Bibles? Get a bunch of them. Stick one on top of the toilet. And every time you go to the bathroom, amen, pick up a proverb.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put one on the side of the bed. Amen. Put one on the side of the bed. When you wake up in the morning, one chapter.
Amen.
Before you go to sleep, one chapter.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's a good thought, isn't it? That'll get the written word started. Another thing you can do, put one by the door.
Amen.
Don't ever go out the door without getting some encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
You might want to highlight your Bible. I mean, I got one. I like this Bible here. I'm praying that Jesus will come soon, or we will only be preaching a couple pages because we're losing some. Amen. I mean, I get up here to preach sometime, and I'll go to pages. They aren't there anymore. Amen. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you might want to highlight your Bible in themes. In my Bible, y'all know I got green in here. That means prosperity, everything related to prosperity. Well, you might want to get that little green Bible. Amen. Your money Bible. Amen. Put it by the front door when you go out. Somebody say hallelujah. When you go out, just read something green. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
These are things that will get. Somebody say, not a bunch of stuff, but these are small things you can do, first of all, to get the written word working in your life.
Amen.
What I like to do, I like to read a proverb in the morning. Proverb will teach you how to deal with people on your feet while you're walking on your feet. Amen? But the Psalms will how to teach you how to deal with God while you're on your knees.
Amen.
So read a psalm at night. Or read a proverb in the morning. How many of you got internet? How many of you got a computer and got the internet? If you don't, we're going to be praying for you. We're going to get caught up. And you'll be able to go to the website and hear the word. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But if you do that, that will get the word started. Another way, now see, that's the written word. But another thing, do you know you've got to do some stuff? God wanted me to tell you this. When you sit up here and hear me talk, if I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit, if I'm preaching what God told me to preach, and if I'm doing what God told me, saying what God told me to say, did you know that's prophetic?
Amen.
And that would also be considered the word?
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost was saying, that's why things are so important, that you want to keep people free so that they got a voice or they can hear God and be able to bring the word back to you.
Amen.
So listen, listening to the preached word, guess what? Will increase your hearing.
Amen.
If you pay attention in church, come and pay attention. Amen?
Amen.
Come and pay attention. Guess what's going to happen? You will find that hearing increased.
Yes. Amen.
If you listen to a CD a day, I swear, I promise you, you'll start to hear faith.
Amen.
If you listen to one a day, you will have a voice. And thank God, it will be the voice of God, and it will be a voice of encouragement, a voice of victory.
Amen.
The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. That means you're not going to live. You will not have any kind of quality life just eating and sleeping, dumping, amen, and going to work. That's not, y'all looking at me crazy, I'm telling the truth, but you live that way. Life is not going to get you like that. It will never come. But they said, you will be able to live, somebody say,
by every word.
Say, every word.
Every word.
Say, every word.
Every word.
That means you got to learn to glean the word everywhere.
Amen.
You know, you got to get into the written word, the Bible. Amen. You got to get into the scripture and get the word that way. That's why we say, put one on the toilet, put one by the door, read it in the morning, read it at night. That's one type of word. But you also got to hear the prophetic and spontaneous word. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That will also give you life.
Amen.
Then all of a sudden God might come to you under the unction of the Holy Ghost and say, God said that this is going to happen for you. You know that is also the word.
Amen.
So if you take the word, somebody say, take the word.
Take the word.
Serious.
Serious.
Everybody say rhema.
Rhema.
Say rhema again.
Rhema.
Say rhema.
Rhema.
Shout it out. Rhema.
Rhema.
Now we have the Logos. Rhema is the word of God. You're not going to get rhema by reading the Bible.
Amen.
That's not how rhema comes. Rhema is not necessarily revelation that you get in your own head. Rhema is the spoken word of God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rhema is the spoken word of God. See, you just can't go to school. Now, you might be able to entertain people for half an hour or an hour or something, amen, but that's not how the word comes.
Amen.
The word comes by God consecrating and anointing people and empowering them, amen, that they might be able to deliver the rhema of God.
Amen.
So say the spoken word.
Spoken word.
So when things are preached to you, that's the rhema.
Amen.
And if you can reverence that rhema and hear that rhema with your heart and get in it, amen, you're listening and you're hearing, your spirit will be activated, amen, and your spirit will start to talk to your mind, amen, your mind will start to talk to your body, amen, faith will come out.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Who say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Some say thank God.
Thank God.
For the spoken word.
For the spoken word.
So faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by getting up under the word. Don't allow the devil to chase you from the word.
Amen.
You've got to have the word. Someone say the word.
The word.
You've got to develop a love for the word. Amen. You know what? It will work for you. It pays.
Amen.
It pays.
Amen.
How does it pay? One day you might be without a check. Amen. And all you're going to have to live off is the word. So that you can live by the word. Somebody say hallelujah. So if you want to get things started, you want to get things started by faith. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing's going to come how?
By the word.
How many are going to increase the word over your life?
Amen.
Just try it. All I'm asking you to do is try it.
Amen.
Just try it.
Amen.
Just try it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just try it. Some say, I can't hear, I can't hear, I can't hear. Get up under the word.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The better you're, the more you're under the word, the more your listening ear will be increased. Some people, like Sister Bell's always got a CD or something going. And all of a sudden, she's been getting them CDs and listening to CDs and listening to CDs. And now you catch her, she said, you know what the Lord told me? I hear, she said, I'm starting to hear God for herself. She said, well, she's starting to hear God for herself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearing's turned on.
Hallelujah.
You know what? Now when God, you know, when she can find out that God's trying to tell her something, she doesn't need a fan club to get her motivated to do what God said. Faith is just moving. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to do it. Whatever he tells me to do, she just gets up and does it. Why? That's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because she saturated herself, amen, in the word, and now she's hearing. How many of you would like to have that happen? So, now, some say, let's get it started. Did that make it really easy about faith?
Yes.
Okay, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Now, before you can get to faith, you got to do all the other stuff so real faith can come alive.
Amen.
Real faith. And once that real faith comes alive, you're going to have to jump in. So say, put some flesh to it.
Put some flesh to it.
God said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Amen.
See, it starts like this. Stand up, Brother Jesse, and we'll get going. We're going to get you out of here. Ooh, Lord, help us. Y'all understand. It's all right, though. We're learning, right? So say, the word comes. When you sit up under the word of God, if the preaching and teaching is anointed of God, there's a degree of the anointing on it. You just sit there. I don't care if you're sick. Get up under the word. It will bring healing to you. I don't care if you're depressed. I don't care if you just ran over your next door neighbor. Get up under the word. Amen. Sometimes you got to learn to do this. I'm going to drag myself. Amen. One time I met Crystal, man. Amen. And Crystal said, I came to church because I need the word. Amen. Even though I was mad at you. Amen.
Amen.
She said, I'm not going to let that chase me from what God has. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what you got to do, you got to learn, stay under the word.
Amen.
Stay under the word.
Amen.
Stay under the word. Because when you get under the word, someone say,
your spirit.
And it abides way down in your belly. See, when we teach under the anointing and you get different people to teach, amen, you can pick up stuff with your head, amen.
Amen.
But when it's anointed, amen, something's happening that this guy might not even know about all the time, your head, amen, your spirit gets saturated.
Yes.
And seeds are planted.
Amen.
Some say from your spirit.
From your spirit.
Amen. Then all of a sudden that thing, he's up under the word. He's up, and it gets in there. It gets in there. It's on the inside. Amen. This might not even know it. It could be still acting crazy.
Amen.
It could still be, his head could still be in unbelief under all that word, and nothing happened. So what? Whoop-de-doo. Who cares? Still keep your butt up under the word. Someone say amen. Bring your drag. Someone say drag.
Drag
that body in and sit it there. Amen. And sit up under the word. I don't care if it takes you 20 years and nothing happens. Stay up under the word.
Amen.
That thing's going to get so saturated. Amen. To where it's going to get bold.
Amen.
Your spirit's going to start to get bold. It's going to start to hear all this. It's going to start hearing the word of God. You know, you ever seen somebody need to go to fight and they wouldn't fight when they were in school? You know, but they had their friends. You could do it. Yeah. You know what he said about it? Come on, man. You can handle it. You can handle it. And all of a sudden, the boy was all weak. And when he was weak, he wouldn't do it. No, I don't know. It just stood there. And all of a sudden, everybody was coaching it on. And that friend kept coaching him on, coaching him on. And all of a sudden, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Then it started talking. Amen. Well, once your spirit gets energized, it's going to start talking.
Amen.
Say talking.
Talking.
So that spirit's going to start talking the word. Somebody say hearing. Somebody say hearing.
Hearing.
Say hearing.
Hearing.
So what's going to happen, this brain is going to start to hear that spirit.
Amen.
So say hearing.
Hearing.
Say hearing.
Hearing.
So it's going to take a long time. See, you got to do, see, there's a circle of things, whether you realize it or not. Your helps, when we talk about helps ministry, do you know your helps ministry will increase your hearing?
Amen.
Let me say the circle.
The circle.
Everything that goes around comes around. Let me tell you how, and I'm going to explain to you the circle. I want you to actually see the word or see faith, how it comes about. So the word came in here, right? Bam. Right? So this spirit is now energized. Now this spirit is giving us hearing, and it's in that mind. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
This mind tells this body what to do.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This mind, that mind, see, this mind's going to start to be bullied by that spirit. Amen. There are a lot of people, their head is so big and their spirit so small, and their little spirit says something, I could be healed, and your mind goes, you better shut up. You know, so, you know, that's what it is for most people. Get up. Today's going to be a good day. Get back to sleep. Amen. And that's what it is for most people. Because their mind, their flesh, their carnal man, amen, is so much stronger that it overpowers their spirit. Amen. So this spirit guy is going to get so powerful, it's going to wear this guy out with the word. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That spirit man is going to wear that mind out. Amen. Somebody say, that's called renewing your mind with the word of God.
Amen.
You have to renew your mind. See, God renews your spirit, but it's your spirit's job to renew your mind. God's not going to come and just, you know, you see, when the word goes out, you get it in your spirit. Your spirit's going to go to work. Your spirit say, oh yeah, I'm going to kill that sucker. Amen. He's going to crucify the flesh. So the word comes in, and now this spirit is starting to renew that mind. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once that mind is renewed, that mind's going to start calling better shots and better calls.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the mind starts telling, but get up out of the bed. Walk. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that faith comes by the word. Hearing comes by the word. Amen. And then faith comes by hearing. So when that mind gets renewed, he's going to start to act his actions. Somebody say, when his mind starts telling his body.
When his mind starts.
Everybody say, when your mind.
When your mind.
Starts commanding your body.
Starts commanding your body.
That's the mind that's under, amen, the authority of the spirit.
Amen.
Okay? Some of you don't need to follow your head right now. You're going to be in trouble.
Amen.
That's how you got in the ditch. Amen.
That's right.
I mean, you got a fruitcake telling you how to run your life. You better get the word. You know, good Lord. I got an idea. You ought to run. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. It's the, you know, it better, if it didn't come from the word, you better leave it alone. Amen. So that mind starts telling that body what to do, and the end result's going to be faith. You know what? And the actions. Somebody say actions.
Action.
So this body, that mind's going to start telling the body, you're going to need more word. So I want to do something around the church so that the word would be increased. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make it easy. Amen. I'm going to make it easy that the word of God would be increased so that the pastor's free to deliver the word. Amen.
Amen.
The circle. Somebody say, so your actions, your labor of love. Amen. That's your top degree. Did you know that? That's the top degree and also the bottom at the same time.
So that's why I say servants are the big boys, really. You know what I'm saying? The greater, you know? So we say hallelujah. So your labor, your actions, amen, that's one degree. That's out here, amen? But that touches God, so the word can come back to you. Some say amen.
Amen.
So your helps ministry increases the word of God because they are able to get in the word and do what God tells them to do. Amen. They feed the spirit. Amen. The spirit starts dealing with the mind. Amen. The mind tells that body what to do. That body's under the direction of a renewed mind. Amen. It gets out here and does more work. It does more work. Amen. Or more helps ministry. Helps ministry increases. Amen. The load of the ministry. So the ministry is able to hear God more and give you more word. What's going to happen? It'll start moving real slow. But you know what's going to happen? Every cycle will be faster and faster and stronger and stronger. Somebody say amen. Somebody say the cycle of faith. Okay, thank you, Jesse. I'm going to let you go. But somebody say, did you get anything out of that this morning?
Amen.
How many are going to start?
Amen.
Will you practice one thing? Practice. What area? I'm going to, five people, raise your hand real quick, and I'm going to ask you a question. Just five people, and I want you to give me an honest answer. From what you heard, I'm going to quickly yell out. From what you heard, what area are you going to increase?
I'm
going to
put the word around me so that I see it wherever I go.
Okay. Rita, you had your hand up. What shout it out. Sister
I'm
Betty.
I'm going to increase the word of my life.
Renew the mind. Amen.
Come to church more.
Praise the Lord.
Increase the word in your life.
Increase the word in your life. Kath.
Saturate yourself.
Saturate yourself. I promise you it will work.
Amen.
I can't tell you. I swear. Amen. It will work. It will work. It will work. Give it some time. Gloria. Sister Jeanette. Amen. So it's still good. Amen. Yes, read it.
Sit back.
Somebody say, sit back.
Sit back.
That's a good one. Everybody say, sit back.
Sit back.
For the voice.
For the voice.
What was that?
Stillness.
Amen.
Still and know that God.
Be still and know that God is good, that the Lord is God. Amen. Why don't you stand up? I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Y'all don't miss church tonight. Y'all don't mind me preaching a little bit over today, did you? But it will work. I'm so happy to see you all here. And you got to pray for one another.
Yes.
You know why? If you pray for each other, amen, you don't know what people deal with, what Betty goes through, what Sister Dawn goes through when people are out of church.
Amen.
Our problem is I don't tell you all.
She says she doesn't tell us all. Amen. It'll get better. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we have to pray for them. If you pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, it will help your faith.
Amen.
How will it help your faith? Because they'll come in and their works, amen, will also keep that cycle going faster.
That's
right. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all of these wonderful people that are in here. Help us all to encourage one another. Father God, help us all to pray for one another and to get to the basics. Father God, get something started even now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
A strong word. A strong move of the Spirit. Bless your people right now. I activate the word of God. I stir up the gift of God on the inside of them. Better life in the name of Jesus. Their living will not be in vain. Help them. A strong wave of God through their homes. A strong wave of God through their home. A strong wave of God through the home that gets a straight and narrow direction. The current of the power of God flows through them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, we're taking a Galveston trip. Everybody is invited. It's going to be in May. It's for 2 days. It's a slacker baptismal week. We're going to be, amen. We're going to be slacking and having fun and doing a baptismal service. It will cost $50 per night, so it's $100 per person. That's not bad.
and we're all going to camp out in several condos and a couple houses and have some fun and hang at the beach and just go do some fun stuff. You can do it. Somebody say, we can afford.
We can afford.
We are free enough.
We are free enough.
That we can take off.
That we can take off.
When we need to.
When we need to.
Hallelujah. Amen.